Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with the violence over this long holiday weekend. The AP's Jennifer King.
Police in Indianapolis say a shooting at a Waffle House has killed a woman and wounded five other victims. Officers responded shortly after midnight Monday to the restaurant on Lyndhurst Drive, according to a police statement. One of two women shot was in critical condition and died at the hospital. One of the men who was wounded traveled separately to the hospital and is also listed in critical condition. An investigation is underway. Police believe an altercation between two groups of people at the restaurant escalated to gunfire. I'm Jennifer King.
And we've got the latest for you now from suburban Minneapolis, where three first responders were killed on Sunday by a heavily armed man, say police.
A desperate call for help from a home in suburban Minneapolis early Sunday turned deadly for two Burnsville police officers and a first responder who were shot and killed, according to officials. The Minneapolis Police and Peace Officers Association saying negotiations with a suspect who eventually died went on for 4 hours before a SWAT team entered the home where seven children were inside. KMSP-TV spoke with this neighbor.
Loud bangs and gunfire after that woke us up.
In addition to those killed, other officers were injured. I'm Julie Walker.
An American man on trial in Germany is admitting to charges of murder and rape after he allegedly pushed two U.S. women down a ravine last year, killing one of them. His name isn't being released. The U.S. military says it's conducting new airstrikes targeting the Houthi rebels in the Middle East. Gaza's health ministry says more than 29,000 Palestinians have been killed since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Forecasters are warning of more bad weather in California. Possible flooding, hail, strong winds, even some tornadoes, maybe. This is AP News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now to the French Riviera.
Hundreds of people in southern France are enjoying the start of carnival season, lining the streets to watch colorful parades, which this year celebrate pop culture and the upcoming Olympics. Nice, the capital of the French Riviera, kicked off its annual celebration with a lights parade featuring pop culture-themed extravagant floats, one of them displaying Star Wars character Luke Skywalker as king with Marilyn Monroe as his queen. And the Mediterranean town of Menton, known for its citrus fruit, showcased floats with sculptures of athletes made by lemons and oranges. Visitors from overseas showed great excitement, among them Krista France from the U.S.
It's my first carnival, my first time in France, and we're just having a blast.
Carnivals have traditionally made fun of politicians and public figures, but this year's parades appear to avoid divisive politics, instead focusing on recognizing achievements within the arts and sports. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Friends and family say it's been a remarkable year for former President Jimmy Carter in hospice care. He turned 99 years old in October, and the Carter Center released this commemorative video.
Jimmy Carter, America's 39th president, a champion for peace, solar power pioneer.
His longtime sweetheart, Rosalind Carter, died in November, about 6 months after it was announced she had dementia, with a frail but determined Jimmy Carter attending her funeral. The Hospice Foundation of America says having the former president in the public eye in hospice has shed a new light on end-of-life care. The Carter family issued a statement saying it's pleased that last year's decision to enter hospice care has sparked so many family discussions across the country. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump on the campaign trail over the weekend at a stop in Michigan, echoing the same message about his legal issues, including Friday's $355 million penalty for business civil fraud in New York, vowing to appeal.
These people, they're not looking for justice. They only care about how to stop crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, that's me, and how to inflict as much pain as possible, but here we are.
And using the unveiling of his $399 sneaker at SneakerCon in Philadelphia to rally young voters.
This country's not doing so well. We're going to turn this country around fast.
The Republican presidential frontrunner met with both boos and cheers. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden's re-election theme has been that American democracy is at risk if Donald Trump is re-elected. But in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, this stay-at-home father, Kurt Balch, says he doesn't buy it.
I think we have 4 years of evidence that he wasn't a fascist dictator. I understand there's a lot of things not to like about the guy. I get it.
For voter Susan Harry, Trump is a threat.
People start to accept this is the norm. Democracy is definitely in danger.
While the director of a Hispanic community center in Lehigh Valley, Raymond Santiago, says fear is not the right message. Help for the country is.
This is what I'm going to do to continue to provide relief, because that's what the American people need right now is relief.
Historians consider Northampton County, Pennsylvania, a bellwether, having selected the winning presidential candidate since 1948. I'm Jackie Quinn.
How will Donald Trump pay up now that he's lost two New York civil cases totaling $443 million? On Friday, a judge ruling Trump must pay $355 million for inflating his properties to get low-interest loans. Trump not saying how he'd pay, only that he'd appeal, and
they used a statute, it's a consumer fraud statute, that's never been used for a thing like this.
There's also the $88 million he was ordered to pay to E. Jean Carroll for calling her a liar about sexual assault. Trump also vowing to appeal. Under state law, he has to pay interest on any penalties. Julie Walker, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. The NBA All-Star Game was played last night in Indianapolis, and our Tom McCabe was there to bring us this report.
On a night when defense was purely optional, records fell at the NBA All-Star Game. The East 211-186 victory over the West was the most points by a winning team and the most total points by both teams. Damian Lillard with 39 was MVP.
I just told myself I'm gonna be aggressive and I'm gonna keep firing. I saw a couple go in and after that, it was just like I'm going after it, so that was it.
There was a record 42 three-pointers by the East. Karl Anthony Towns led the West with 50 points.
There were two upsets Sunday in men's top 25 college basketball, and the biggest occurred in the Big Ten. Correspondent Adam Spillane has the details.
Bruce Thornton scored 22 points as Ohio State pulled the upset over second-ranked Purdue 73-69. The win for Ohio State comes just 4 days after the school fired head coach Chris Holtman. Ohio State interim head coach Jake Diebler.
We have some great young men in there who came together at a high level these last few days in a way that I don't know that any of us fully anticipated that level we could get to in a short amount of time, but they deserve so much credit. I am so very happy for them.
Jameson Battle scored 19 points for Ohio State. The loss is just Purdue's third of the season, and the Boilermakers were led by Zach Edey's 22 points and 13 rebounds.
Number 24, Florida Atlantic lost at South Florida 90-86. Celton Miguel scored a career-high 25 points for the Bulls, who led by as many as 25 points, then held on for their 11th straight win. Women's college hoops, number one South Carolina defeated Georgia 70-56 to improve their record to 25-0 and win their SEC record 43rd consecutive conference game. Coming up, there were three games on the NHL schedule, and we have reports from all three. The PGA Tour event saw a come-from-behind winner, and weather forced the postponement of the Daytona 500.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The NHL took the sport outdoors yesterday when the Rangers took on the Islanders at MetLife Stadium. AP correspondent Dave Ferry was there.
Artemi Panarin scored 10 seconds into overtime to cap the Rangers' dramatic 6-5 win over the Islanders in the stadium series at the Meadowlands. Dramatic because the Rangers trailed 5-3 before Chris Kreider and Mika Zibanejad scored power play goals over the last 2:39 of regulation. The Isles held a 4-1 lead until Vincent Trocheck scored back-to-back goals in the second period.
Such a cool experience. The emotion in the game was top-notch. I mean, this is what playoff hockey's like, so... It was awesome to get this in a rivalry game outside. It was extremely cool.
Panarin gave the Blue Shirts their season-high seventh straight win after setting up two scores.
The Kings and Penguins skated in Pittsburgh. Here's Josh Rountree.
On a night in which the Penguins honored NHL legend Jaromir Jagr by retiring his number 68, it was the LA Kings who spoiled the party, scoring a pair of third-period goals to win 2-1 in Pittsburgh. It was Adrian Kempe who scored both, including a shorthanded goal with just over 3 minutes to play. Kings coach Jim Hiller impressed with the goal score.
And his first one took a couple bounces, I think. It wasn't pretty. But once you get that one, then the next one usually comes a little easier.
Cam Talbot made 29 saves for LA, winners of 5 of 6. Sidney Crosby scored on the power play for Pittsburgh, losers of 9 of its last 13.
Bruce Morton was in Denver, and he brings us the story from the Coyotes taking on the Avalanche.
The Coyotes went down to their 9th straight defeat, falling to Colorado 4-3. Devon Taves scored the game winner on a wrist shot from the slot at 13:25 of the third period, and he said it was made possible by a screen from Mikko Rantanen.
It doesn't have to be a perfect shot when guys do their job and screen the goalie, so my teammates set that one up.
Both teams were in need of a victory as the Avalanche came into the game having lost 5 of 6.
PGA Hideki Matsuyama started the final round of the Genesis Invitational 6 shots off the lead, then recorded a 9-under par 62 on Sunday to win the tournament. Rain forced the postponement of the Daytona 500 that is scheduled to be run today. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
New York Liberty sharpshooter Sabrina Nuescu came within 3 points of Golden State star Stephen Curry in a 3-point shooting contest between the two at the NBA's All-Star Saturday night event.
I think it's going to show a lot of young kids out there, a lot of people who might have not believed or even watched women's sports, that we're able to go out there and put on a show. And so it was really exciting to finally be able to do this. And like Steph said, it happened perfectly.
And there were 2 repeat performers. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard won the regular 3-point shooting contest. And Orlando's G League player Mac McClung took the slam dunk competition. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
Bob Marley surprises at the box office while another superhero movie flops. I'm Archie Zaralletto with the latest.
These songs of freedom.
The biopic Bob Marley, One Love, opened with $27.7 million, according to studio estimates, making it the number one movie draw. It was not expected to do that well. Madam Web, a spinoff of the Spider-Man films, opened with $15.2 million to come in second. It was expected to do better. Argyle checks in at number 3. Migration takes 4th place. The Chosen is number 5. Former U.S. Representative George Santos is suing Jimmy Kimmel over a segment on Kimmel's show called Will Santos Say It? The lawsuit says Kimmel misrepresented himself on the Cameo app, which allows celebrities to record personal videos for fans. In one video, Santos congratulates a purported winner of a beef-eating contest. Managers for Beach Boy Brian Wilson have asked a Los Angeles court to place him in a conservatorship to oversee his daily life and medical decisions. Their petition says Wilson is in mental decline and torn with grief over his wife's death 3 weeks ago. They say the decision was made after consulting with Wilson and his family.
1, 2, 3, 4!
The violin-shaped Hofner bass stolen from Paul McCartney more than 50 years ago has been returned. It was taken from a roadie's van and sold to a pub landlord for cash and some beer. The landlord's daughter-in-law found it in an attic. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
Small businesses report positive job growth. I'm Mae Anderson, and this is Small Business Monitor. Hiring at small businesses is continuing to grow, according to new data from payroll provider Paychex. January marks the 34th consecutive month of job growth for U.S. small businesses, Paychex reports, That's despite 65 minimum wage changes that took effect in various states and localities on January 1st. Meanwhile, wage growth for workers remained stagnant, with hourly earnings growth up 3.47%, essentially unchanged since November. For businesses of all sizes, job growth has been strong. The latest government report earlier this month showed employers added 353,000 jobs in January, roughly twice what economists predicted. The unemployment rate stayed at 3.7%, just above a half-century low. Mae Anderson, New York.
On this week's AP Religion Roundup, many unanswered questions after a shooting at Joel Osteen's Houston megachurch. Last Sunday, 36-year-old Janice Moreno was killed after exchanging gunfire with two off-duty officers after she opened fire in Lakewood Church. Her 7-year-old son and a parishioner in his 50s were both injured. Authorities say they're reviewing Moreno's history of mental illness, a criminal record, and a dispute with her former in-laws.
There are systems that failed, and they're both in a judge and in the judicial system.
Wally Carranza is the former mother-in-law of the shooter.
CPS was notified about this woman so many times. And now we understand that the police, the governor, the mayor were being called by her neighbors, and no one responded. So there are systemic failures.
She says they had previously reached out to the church for help.
We actually reached out to Joel Osteen and his the people who do his pastoral counseling in 2020 and 2021, asking them for some intervention. We did not get a response.
The shooter's motive remains unclear. Authorities say they're investigating how she legally purchased the AR-style rifle used in the attack, despite a years-long criminal record and a history of mental illness. A church spokesman says that records show Moreno sporadically attended services at Lakewood for a couple of years, but there were no records of her being at the church after 2022. Public records show that Moreno faced several charges over the years, including theft, forgery, and assault. Pastor Joel Osteen says the shooting won't deter his church from its mission.
You know, we're going to stay strong. We're going to continue to move forward. And there are forces of evil, but the forces that are for us, the forces of God are stronger than that. So we're going to keep going strong and just, doing what God's called us to do, lift people up and give hope to the world.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.